1888.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. And it's a nice morning. They have predicted a lot of rain for New England. It hasn't come yet, and that's a good thing. They scared us all half to death here with the big northeaster headed this way, and now it's kind of fizzling, which is good. Let it go out to sea. We don't need a northeaster this time of the year. We want to work in the garden. Get the yard ready for the end of the fall season, prepare it for the winter months, and there is so much to do around the yard. Every free minute I've had, it's been putting patio furniture away, fertilizing the lawn, a little bit of grass seed here and there, pulling the weeds, cutting back all of the perennials. And if you have questions on your particular yard, whether it's an established yard or brand new to you, give us a call. We'll work together. And we can plan our strategy for the days to come. The phone number is 800-259-9231. And if you live in coastal New Hampshire, we are at Coastal Living on Route 1 in Hampton Falls. I'll be broadcasting here until 10 and be here until 2 o'clock to answer all of your gardening questions. So if you have a weed or a bug, something you're not quite sure of, dig it up, collect it, bring it down to Coastal Living on Route 1 in Hampton Falls. And if you need some directions, the phone number here is 603-926-7777. And they'll tell you exactly how to get here. They have some donuts and homemade breads all ready for you, a little bit of fresh fruit and fresh squeezed apple cider. Come on down and say hello. We'd love to see you. Now, this time of the year, I know some of you have had a good hard frost. I have in Maine. And it's time to start cutting back all of your perennials. Once the foliage starts to turn yellow and it looks really tired, for the most part, they're going to cut it right down to an inch or two, right to the ground. Your daylilies can be cut right close to the ground. Your hostas, the things that you don't cut to the ground are going to be your iris, for example, your German bearded iris. Cut them in a pyramid shape about 6 inches from the ground. That's one of the few exceptions. You seed them. Looks pretty good right now. Beautiful rosy colored flowers on it. The leaves are beginning to turn yellow, so it's a nice contrast. And for things in bloom in your yard, mums, beautiful fall mums. And the same thing is going to happen with the mums. When the flowers are gone and the foliage begins to turn yellow, what I suggest that you do is this. Cut your mums to within 3 inches of the ground. Take the branches that you're cutting and push it into the little stubs that are there. And that way the wind doesn't blow it away. And the top of your mum plant actually acts as insulation for your bed. That's why a lot of them don't survive. Great time to plant bulbs. You know, while the weather isn't too cold, the ground is still warm, this is the perfect time. Your local nursery and garden center will have tulips and daffodils, hyacinths, crocuses, scillas, all kinds of things. And they can be planted now. And if you want to have a lot of fun and you're limited on space, this is what I'd like to have you do. I'd like to have you by your front door or the back door, whatever door you come in and out of every day, if you've got a little place there that you can plant some flowers, I want you to dig a hole about 10 inches deep. In the bottom of the hole, put some bulb fertilizer, work it into the soil or some compost, and dig a hole about 15 inches wide. In the hole, I want you to put 6 to 10 daffodils. You're going to put the point facing up, cover the daffodils, so there's about an inch of soil covering them. On top of the daffodils, you're going to put 10 or 12 tulips. You're going to cover that with soil, and then you're going to put some grape hyacinths or some crocuses, and then cover everything. And what's going to happen is you're going to have your crocuses in mid-March. Your tulips are going to come in April, or daffodils in late April, early May, and then tulips. So you could have color. It's same hole, three different times of the year. So when you go to the nursery, look at the dating in the container of when the bulbs are going to flower, so that you can have something in March, which would be grape hyacinths or crocuses. April could either be early daffodils or early tulips. And then in May would be late blooming tulips or late blooming daffodils. So you can have a lot of fun in just a tiny, tiny area. And that way, when you walk in and out of the house, you'll be greeted with the sign that spring is really, really coming. Now, the most important thing for the fall of the year is fertilizing your lawn. It's the most important, because if the grass can go into dormancy with a belly full of food, it's going to survive the winter a lot better. The grass will be strong, and when spring gets here, it'll be ready to go. Now, why do I say feed it in the fall rather than in the spring? When you fertilize in the fall of the year, 80% of the fertilizer that you apply to the grass is actually stored by the grass plant. 20% of the grass fertilizer is used by the plant to prepare for the winter, get the roots stronger, make a little bit of foliage for you. In the spring, 80% of it is used to grow, and 20% of it is stored. So if you can send that grass plant into the winter with a belly full of food, then it can snow, it can rain, it can be icy, and the grass will survive very, very well. Now, one other thing I want you to think about, what happened last spring, a lot of mold damage. So as the snow melted and it receded, you started to see little piles of soil, and the lawn had kind of a zigzag-type pattern in it. Well, that's caused by molds. If you had that problem, those tunnels are still there, and those molds are going to be back. So go to your local garden center, home center, and pick up some mold repellent, and you put it down right now, and it will wash into the soil. The active ingredients of the mold repellent are castor oil and a little bit of citronella oil combined. And the citronella oil, they don't like the smell of it. The castor oil, when they dig through the ground, if that oil is in the ground, they get it on their fur. They don't like the feel of castor oil because it's sticky. They clean themselves to remove this sticky feeling on their fur, And as they clean themselves, like your cat does, it's a laxative. It gives them the runs. And they will not go back in that location. So let's prepare to prevent the animals from coming in those areas. Now, you don't have to treat the whole lawn. And coming up at 7:30, we will have John Cutterback, and he's going to tell you everything you need to know about moles, how they come, where they live, what their foods are, what their habits are. And that way you'll be prepared and you can prevent the moles from digging up your lawn. Okay? What else? Okay. If you planted new fruit trees, there are things that you should do for that fruit tree. If you put in new trees and shrubs this year, there are things that need to be done. What should you do with your roses at this time of the year? Your blue hydrangea. What do you do to help the blue hydrangea? These are all things that you should know. And if you're not quite sure, the number, 800-259-9231. Or if you live in coastal New Hampshire, come on down and see us. We're at Coastal Living, Route 1 in Hampton Falls. We're right across from the main common. You can't miss us. Probably the only business that has all the lights on this morning. So come on by and say hello. We'd love to see you. Again, 800-259-9231.
Attention, all homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots. And fall is when lawns build their roots. So fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit scotts.com.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com. Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Gun Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Attention, all homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots. And fall is when lawns build their roots. So fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit...
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com, or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. EcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's orderchews.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. We are at Coastal Living, Route 1 in Hampton Falls, New Hampshire, and we'd love to see you, so come on by and say hello. Breakfast is all ready for you. Oatman, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are you ready to do a little bit of gardening?
Oh, you bet.
Okay, who do we have up first, Oatman?
Our first caller today is Susan from Canton, and she's got a question about her euonymus.
Terrific. Susan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. I have
good morning.
Some flaming bushes. They're taking over my backyard. I like to cut them back about 5 feet. When do I cut them back? And they're just taking over my whole yard, and I thought they would stop growing when I bought them 50 years ago, but they're growing like wildfire.
That's one of the good things about burning bush. It's a great plant for privacy, for screening purposes, and, of course, right now the beautiful red foliage that you have on it. So, Susan, consider yourself very lucky because the state of New Hampshire and the state of Massachusetts have banned the sale of those two particular plants. Somebody there on the committee really doesn't know that these plants are not really a problem. They're good, beautiful plants. The problem occurred when the state of New Hampshire and the state of Massachusetts overplanted it. Every time they built an overpass, they plant 50, 60, 75 on the embankment to hold the ground. It was nothing that you as a homeowner did. It was the state. The people that do all of the planning for the public lands, they've overplanted it, created a little bit of a problem. But I still love the burning bush, and until there's none available, I will always have a burning bush in my yard. What I want you to do, Susan, is this. Right now, enjoy the beautiful red color. Let it go through the winter, and in March, early April, you can take that burning bush and you can cut it back by as much as 50%. And burning bush was the first shrub that I ever pruned. I was a freshman at college, University of Massachusetts. My dad called me. He said, "You're coming home for spring break in mid-March, and we have some big burning bush in front of the house, and the mailman's complaining he's getting wet because they've grown so big. Asher teaches how to prune them." Well, I did. And we took these burning bush that were 6 feet, maybe a little bit taller and just as wide, and we cut those six-plus-foot tall burning bush to 3.5 feet in a rounded shape. My mother came home. She came out of the car, and I thought she was going to kill my father and I. Expected my father to back me since he was the one that wanted to prune them. And he just said to my mom, "I have no idea. Paul told me to do this, and this is what we're doing." So I caught hell, and he got away with it. But wait until March and cut it down to the height that you want. Burning bush can grow as much as 10 to 12 inches in one season. Take out your pruners, take out your head shears, cut them down to the height that you want, and as you're doing it, say to yourself, "I'm doing this for your own good." They'll come right back. So don't be scared, but wait until the spring. Ottman, who's up next?
Well, next we've got Paula from Arlington. She's asking about her rhododendron and hemlock.
Okay. Paula, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
I have a rhododendron, and the buds are only about a quarter of an inch big. And I've fertilized it 3 times with Hollytone. Excuse me. And then on my hemlock tree, all the needles are falling. And I wonder why. And I fertilized that with Hollytone about a week ago. Does Hollytone go bad? I've had this bag for a couple of years.
No. Hollytone, as long as it doesn't get wet. So if it's in your garage or in your tool shed, there should be no problem about it going bad. I want you to hold on for a second, Paula. When we come back after the break, then I'm going to ask you a few questions about your rhododendron and also your Canadian hemlock. And if you get a minute, go outside and see if there's any white cotton underneath your hemlock trees on the needles, okay? With winter approaching, let's prepare the grass on the side of the road from salt damage left by the snowplow. Apply liquid gypsum from SoilLogic this fall. Visit your local garden center or go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, and then on SoilLogic, and they'll ship it to you. 1 quart will treat 1,000 square feet and is equivalent to 200 pounds of dry gypsum. Better drainage, no wet spots, and no dead grass. Liquid gypsum by SoilLogic. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Hey everybody, this is Stephen Baldwin, and if your daily vitamin is in pill form, you're wasting a lot of your money. Put all that stuff away and call my friends at Choose for Health. They've created a unique chewable supplement that has 16 ingredients your body needs most: antioxidants, sea vegetables, and super fruit complexes. And being a chewable, it's more quickly absorbed into your system, not passed through it like all those pills you've been taking. Save yourself some money. Do what I did and get 16 useful ingredients in one product. You won't regret the decision. Call them today at 1-800-226-5970 or check them out online at orderchoose.com. That's 1-800-226-5970. And if you order now, Choose for Health is donating a percentage of your order to my mom's charity, the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund. We like to call that Choose for Charity. Call now for your health and a great cause. 1-800-226-5970 or orderchoose.com. Thanks.
Paula's still there, right? Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and if you have a gardening question that we can help you with, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We're talking with Paula from Arlington, and she has a Canadian hemlock that's having a lot of yellow leaves, yellow needles that are falling. And, Paula, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. Now, did you notice when you looked at your Canadian hemlocks, was there like a white, like a piece, little pieces of cotton on the underside of the branches?
No. Last year, I did have that woolly adelgid, but I had it taken care of. A fellow came and he put stuff in the ground. I think it was Merit. And,
yes.
And it kind of cleared up all that woolly adelgid. But this year, like you said, of course I can't get way, way up high to check and see what's up way up top, you know, cause it's like 30 feet up. But,
right.
When I looked at it, the leaves are fine. The needles are fine.
Oh. Okay. Well, I have noticed the white stuff is gone. Okay. You keep a close eye on that because the woolly adelgid is something that you may have had it last year, not this year. You could get it next year because it moves from tree to tree with birds. and with the wind. So if a bird lands in a tree that has the woolly adelgid, brushes up against some of the insect and gets a little bit stuck on his feathers, then flies to your tree and it falls, now you've got contamination. Also, a windy year like we have with a lot of storms will move the woolly adelgid. So if you have it next year, you don't need to pay anybody to do this. This is something that you can do yourself. If you go to your local nursery, garden center, or home center, you buy a product called Tree and Shrub. It's a liquid product that you would mix with water, and you follow the recommendations, which would be the circumference of the stem. And what's nice about using the liquid marrow, the root system will absorb it, and it will carry it up in the air to the top of the tree, up as high as 75 feet. And once it's in the tree, it will stay effective for a whole season. So that's something that you can do yourself really, really easy. Now, on your rhododendron, if you have a small pointed bud on the ends of your branches, those are buds that will make branches. If you get a great big fat bud, those are the flower buds. So you take a look at your plant. They're not done growing yet. But if it's pointed, it's a new branch bud. If it's a big, fat, rounded bud, then that is the actual flower. And sometimes plants may skip a year. You know, some years are really, really heavy. The whole plant is just loaded with flowers. The following year, you only have three or four. Sometimes the plant works so hard to give you all those flower buds. And then we have a summer, like we just did, with very little sunshine, colder than normal and wetter than normal, plants are not able to make as many flower buds for the following year. So look at your plants, and if there's not as many, it's Mother Nature's fault, nothing to do with you feeding it or caring for it, a weather-related problem. Ottman, who's up next?
Well, next up, we can talk to Lillian from Canton, Massachusetts, about her hydrangea.
Lillian, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. Thank you, Paul. I enjoy your show Sunday mornings.
Thank you.
A year before last, I bought a hydrangea, one of the pink ones.
Yes.
And I planted it in the yard, and it didn't do anything. And then I decided it wasn't getting enough sun. So we transplanted it to another area, and this year it was beautiful, although not too big yet. It's still young, I guess. And Now, I cut those blossoms off because we had a slight frost and it killed them. And but I couldn't get over how beautiful they were. Still were in October.
Right.
So now, do I cut that back because it isn't very high to start with yet?
No. On your blue or your pink hydrangea, you never prune them back in the fall. What you want to do is this. You have to say to yourself, Lillian, that the blue or the pink hydrangea, not the white. The white is a whole different animal. The blue hydrangea will be blue if your soil is acidic. Now, if you want to keep yours pink, then spring or fall or even both, put some lime around the plant, or if you have a fireplace or a wood stove, take the wood ash and put it around your pink hydrangea. The sweeter the soil, the more pink the flower is going to be. If you put an acid fertilizer, you can actually change that pink to a blue. And if you put a lot of lime around a blue one, you'll turn it pink. So, one thing that you have to say to yourself is these two plants make the flower buds for next year on the branches that were produced this spring. Okay, so it's on old wood. So you look at your plant right now. The leaves are beginning to change colors. They're beginning to fall. And what you're going to end up with is a whole bunch of dead-looking sticks. Those dead-looking sticks contain the flower buds for next year. So if you prune them, you remove the flower buds. So what you want to do is that plant that you have there, that's little, put some bark mulch around it. You can put pine needles around it. What I've done in the past, and it works very, very well, I'll buy a bag of regular pine bark mulch, and I'll dump the whole bag almost right around it and on top of it, making an igloo-shaped mound, and that protects the base and the branches. And I'll come up 12, 15 inches and leave it there all winter. In the spring, I spread it around the plant, and now that plant is all mulched, so that means less wilting with the heat of the sun, the moisture stays in the soil, and it makes the bed look pretty and controls the weeds around the plants. So if you do that, you'll be all set. Now, what's going to happen in the spring, out of the ground will come new growth, and you'll get all excited. Well, the new growth that's coming out of the ground in the spring is for next year's flowers. Okay? The branches that look like dead-looking sticks, when those buds burst open and it starts to make new growth, that's where the flowers are. So the blooms are on the old wood. The new wood coming out of the ground in April, May, and June is for next year. Thank you, Lillian. We appreciate the phone call. Ottman, who's up next?
Well, next up we've got Lynn in Boston. She's got a question about the rhododendron and also something on roses.
Lynn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, Lynn.
Delighted to talk with you. I love your
My
show.
My pleasure.
I have three problems. After the deluge of the rains, we put in a new rhododendron, a small plant, to replace one that had become sparse. And the gardener who came to help said that he thought there were spores in the ground, some kind of disease, and that I better watch out for my new rhody because it's possible that it could be similarly affected. So here I have my new rhody. It seems to be okay so far, and I want to make sure that I put it to bed correctly. He told me not to do any fertilizing this summer or any mulching because he put the plant in just about 3 months ago and did both processes. So I wonder if
right.
there's something I should do to help my rhody get ready for the winter or what.
Okay. Is the area where your rhododendron really exposed to wind and sun?
To some degree. Not too much in the way of sun, but it is somewhat exposed to wind, depending upon, what the weather does.
Yeah. What I always tell people to do for the first season, because the plant really takes a whole year to really get established, is to use an anti-desiccant spray. Now, there's something called Wilt Proof. It's in a green container, and it's the original anti-desiccant. There's also something called Wilt Stop. And your nurseries and garden centers will carry either or. And you shake it really well. You spray it directly on the tops of the leaves and the underside of the leaves. Now, if you've got a hydrangea, when all the leaves come off, spray the individual branches. Roses, spray the individual branches. And it seals them so that they don't lose moisture during the winter. And anything that's a broadleaf evergreen, azaleas, boxwood, rhododendrons, mountain laurel, hollies, that first year is almost a definite. And that really helps to protect them from the winter weather. What was your second question, Lillian?
Second question is, Rosalind, second question is, should I cut back? Do anything with carpet roses. This is my first season with the carpet rose. The leaves have turned yellow. And I don't know whether I should, any special treatment.
Okay. On carpet roses, like regular teas or grandifloras or floribundas, you never fertilize roses after September 1st. So no food, because if you were to feed your roses now and we get a nice Indian summer, which Mother Nature really owes us after giving us June, July, and August with all that rain and cold weather, she owes us at least a week or 10 days of nice weather. If you fed them, you would encourage the plant to make new growth. And that new growth would not be hardy. It would be soft. It would be succulent. And then, bang, the cold weather arrives, and you have a lot of dieback. So never fertilize roses after September 1st. When the kids go back to school, it's too late. Okay? The other thing is, on all roses, never, ever prune roses in the fall of the year. The old rose catalogs and rose books always recommended that you prune them down to 18 inches. Well, maybe in Georgia or in North Carolina or Baltimore, but in New England, in New York State, even in the top third of the United States, so if you're in Minnesota, for example, or in North South Dakota, you would not prune roses in the fall of the year. The reason is, if you were to prune roses today, the leaves are, as you said, are beginning to turn yellow. They're beginning to get ready for winter. All of the energy that that leaf is making is being sent down to the root system. It's not being used at the top of the plant. It's all being stored because the plant knows the season's coming to an end. It doesn't have enough time to make a callus where you made the cut. And if there's no callus, moisture will escape. So if you want to pick a rose, bring out a can of Pledge with you. Cut the rose that you want to bring in the house. Spray some Pledge where you made the cut. And you can enjoy a fresh cut rose. But use either Wiltproof, Wiltstop for the wintertime and mulch. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website www.radiusgardentools.com for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden Tools. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma.
Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonide Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamentals with Bonide oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores, insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plants, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur spray contain no chemicals. All or
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And Lillian had called, and she was looking for where she could buy Wet and Forget. Lillian, if you go on your computer and you punch in www.wetandforget.com, it will come up, their website, and there is a dealer locator. You just punch in your zip code, and it will tell you of a store near you. Now, it's not too late to put Wet and Forget. Got another couple of weeks, from what they have told me, you can apply it until November. So you've got another 2 weeks to put it down, and it will slowly destroy it. If you're coming to Coastal Living here in Hampton Falls, they have Wet and Forget in stock, and you can buy it right here. It's a great product, and once you've used it, you just cannot imagine what you've done to control the mold and the mildew outside on fences, the house, on walkways. It's a fabulous product, and once you apply it, it lasts for a whole year. So it's a good thing. Okay, Altman, who's up next?
Well, we can talk to Claudia from Peabody, Massachusetts, about her tree stump.
Claudia, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. It's always a joy to talk to you. I've learned so much from you over the years.
My question
right now, I'll ask one quick question, which is, I have a new perennial garden. Do I actually cut back all the perennials to the ground, which is a simple yes or no, I guess?
I tell you, I've just cleaned all my perennial beds. I still have about maybe 20% left because it's a long job. I cut everything except for, there's a few exceptions, but 99% of the plants get cut right down to an inch or two from the ground.
Fabulous.
And,
okay, terrific.
And then rake it and clean it And if you've got the time, Claudia, if you can edge that bed right now, that way when the spring arrives, you can just add the bark mulch and you're ready to go. But the only thing that I don't cut back to the ground are German bearded iris. I cut them from about 6 inches from the ground, and then I cut it like a little teepee. But everything else is clean. Everything is removed. It's put into the compost pile. I rake the bed. And then this year, because we had such a crazy season, I added a granular fertilizer. I put down some organic fertilizer right on top of my beds to help to make that root system stronger and to give it a good head start for when spring arrives. But cleaning right now does a lot, because when you remove, let's say you have tall phlox in your flower bed and you had powdery mildew. If you can get those plants out of there, those plants and the leaves on those plants that haven't fallen contain powdery mildew infected foliage. And if you allow it to stay there, those spores fall on the ground, spend the winter on the ground, and when the new growth comes up in the spring, the spores are there to infect the new foliage. And the same thing with insects. So a fall cleaning, just like in the house, is wonderful. Thank you, Claudia. Oatman, who's up next?
Well, we can talk to Doris from Redlands, California, about transplanting honeysuckle.
Doris, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Well, thank you. I enjoy your program so much.
Thank you.
I talked to you before, and I've really appreciated all the information that you're able to give. And I have some honeysuckle. It's an old plant, but it's sending out runners down along a brick wall, and I would love to transplant some for the neighbors. We're still warm out here. It's been 90 degrees yesterday, more than 90 degrees. But it has real long branches going up, you know, probably 6 feet. And I was wondering, what do I need to do to transplant those successfully?
Okay. What you want to do is if you start where the new shoot is poking out of the ground and loosen the soil from there to the mother plant. And it's going to be like a little runner underground. That runner is full of tiny roots. So soften the soil, dig it up slowly so that you have a nice big root system, and then cut that runner from the mother plant. Now you've got a long shoot full of roots, and you can dig it and move it. Cut back what's out of the ground by 50% to compensate some of the root loss, and it should do very, very well